Okay, today I would like to share with you how to practice mindfulness and wisdom during meal time. Most people become unmindful while eating because sometimes when you are hungry and you just cannot be mindful. Or when the food is too delicious, also you are overwhelmed by craving and also become very unmindful. We must not forget, meditation is not only sitting on a cushion. Meditation is be mindful from moment to moment. Even during meal time, if you are mindful and comprehending the possibility to penetrate into the truth nature of things is there. Just like Venerable Ananda attained arahantship when he was lying on the before he was lying on the bed, he was contemplating maybe impermanent or suffering or non-self, and before his head touch the pillow, he became arahant. What does it mean? This means that enlightenment can come at any time, any moment, not during sitting meditation. Therefore, practice mindfulness from moment to moment is very important. So today, I would like to share with you how to eat with mindfulness during your meal time. There are many ways to practice this mindfulness. For example, we can start with four elements meditation, or we can start with feeling, or we can practice contemplation on feeling while eating, or we can contemplate mind. Contemplation of mind while eating. So there are many ways. As a practitioner, you have to at least learn one of the many ways. Okay, first of all, I would like to teach you how to practice mindfulness during meal time. Every day we recite dependent upon and assisting through causes and merely a combination of various elements are both the alms food and the one who partakes of it. So here, already the message already told us that both the food and the one who partakes it merely four elements. So how to contemplate these four elements? First, we start from the food first. However, we should understand what are the four elements first. Otherwise, how to contemplate, right? So we start the earth element. What are the four elements? Earth element, water element, fire element, and wind element. Pathavi Dhatu, Apo Dhatu, Tejo Dhatu, and Vayo Dhatu. Dhatu, what is the meaning of Dhatu? D-H-A-T-U. Dhatu means it carries its own characteristic. So Pathavi Dhatu, earth element, earth carries its own characteristic. So what is the characteristic of earth? When you see the great earth, what comes to your mind? Hardness. So hardness is the characteristic of earth element, not the great earth itself. It's a salient characteristic that earth carries, which is hardness. And roughness as well. Not only hardness, roughness. Another one is heaviness. And this three, hardness, roughness, and heaviness, has its, how to call, they have their own opposite nature. For example, when the thing is not so hard, then it becomes soft. Therefore, softness is also characteristic of earth element. And when a thing is not so rough, then it becomes smooth. Therefore, smoothness is also earth element. And when a thing is not so heavy, it becomes light. Therefore, lightness is also earth element. So how many characteristics earth element carries?
Six
characteristics. Please bear in mind, huh? If you forget, then you cannot contemplate fully earth element. Okay, so when you take the food and put into your tongue, you can feel what element on that food. Sometimes you feel roughness. You say rice. When the rice touch the tongue, you feel hardness or roughness. Right? But if it's porridge, you may feel softness or smoothness. So at that moment, you contemplate earth element. So easy. Just need a teacher to tell you only, right? So earth element. Okay, now Batawi Apo, water element. What is the characteristic of water element? When you see water, what appears in your mind? Flowing, yes. Water is always flowing, never stop, endlessly. So flowing is the characteristic of water element. Let's say, just now you already contemplate earth element on the rice or any dishes. Vegetable or any soya bean and so on. So then you start chewing. Chewing. Before, I need to teach you wind element first. Okay, let me put aside the water element first. What is the characteristic of wind? Wind, pushing. Pushing and any motion is under wind element. Pushing, motion, supporting, all are under wind element. Okay, so when the rice or any dish touch your tongue, you contemplate earth element, then you start to chew, right? Chewing. So there's a movement. So this movement is wind element. So after earth element, you contemplate wind element, chewing, movement. Then after you chew enough, you start to feel, listen carefully, you start to feel saliva flowing out from your mouth. However, many people do not observe. They not yet notice the saliva flowing out from the mouth, they already swallow. They already swallow the food. For what reason? Yes, because of craving. Because of craving. They cannot stand already, no time to wait until saliva come out. So they swallow in order to take the second spoonful of the food. This is the sign of craving. So next time, if you have such action, before saliva coming out, you want to take another spoon of food, please note, craving has arisen in me. Craving has arisen in me, and you note, hold, pause, and note that craving. If you can note that craving, this is contemplation of the mind. Citta nupasana sati patthana. Okay, so when you note craving is gone. Craving gone. Let me emphasize a little bit. Mindfulness alone cannot lead you to Nibbana. What leads you to Nibbana? Wisdom. So if you are mindful only craving, not enough. Mindful of craving is only mindfulness. You need wisdom. So when you are mindful of craving, at the same time, apply your wisdom to contemplate craving is impermanent. Craving is impermanent. Or craving is a result of an effect. It's an effect of a result. It's cause and effect. Only then you understand craving is not self. Otherwise, you identify craving is myself. Okay? So many steps you can contemplate. You will get yourself very busy after that. Okay? Then, after you contemplate craving impermanent, not a self, cause and effect, then continue chewing, wind element, saliva flow out. And then what should you contemplate? Water element. And sometimes when you chew, when the food touch on the tongue, you feel cold or heat. What element is it? Fire element. Fire element has characteristic of heat and cold, both. So you can choose one to contemplate. Whatever appear in your perception, in your mind. If it's cold, you also contemplate as fire element. If it's hot, you also contemplate it as fire element. Then swallow, flowing. And when your saliva comes up, then you contemplate water element. I need to tell you, water element is very difficult to comprehend. So during meal time, this is the best time for you to understand water element. Other time, it's so difficult to comprehend water element because it's very subtle, not easy to comprehend. So if you want to understand water element well during your meal time, wait for the saliva to come out and flow. Then after that, you have to swallow it, right? You have to swallow the food. When you swallow the food, there's a wind push the food down to your abdomen, to your stomach. This is called wind element again. So you contemplate wind element. So when you contemplate this, now we already cover four elements, right? Earth element, water element, fire element, and wind element. So when you contemplate these four elements, you also have to apply wisdom. How? You have to tell yourself, whatever element, or when you contemplate wind element, at the same time also tell yourself, wind element is just wind element. It's not myself. It's merely wind element, not myself. This wisdom part. Understand? Okay. Then you, and how this four element about the food? How about the person who partakes the food? It's also four element. Right. First, when you chew the food, you will feel the both teeth touching. And the teeth moving like that is the person, it's not a food. It's the person who partakes it. So the teeth both moving like that is the person, it's not the food, nothing to do with the food. But the food cause of your teeth to move up and down only. So you can see the four elements on the teeth. And when the teeth touch each other, you feel the hardness, right? You can practice now. Touch your both teeth. Do you feel hard? Yep. So this earth element. Earth element. Huh? And then wind element. And sorry, yes, wind element, when moving the teeth up and down, and then both touch together, both teeth, upper teeth and lower teeth, touch together is earth element. So at the same time, you also remind yourself, the person who partakes the food is also four elements. Okay, next. Who observes all this process? Please answer me.
The mind.
The mind. Okay, the mind is called mind element. We have six elements. Huh? In the Buddha, always mentions six elements. So we have done the four elements. Now come back to the mind element. If you don't observe the mind element, you still think there's a person who partake the food. The self is still there. Perception of self remains intact. Therefore, to completely dispel the perception of self, we have to contemplate mind element. It's the one who observes the whole process. It's the one who partakes the food. And observing the whole process, observing the four elements, is mind element. So finally, you have to contemplate mind element, mind element. Okay, so this is what Buddha say. Dependent upon and assisting through causes and merely a combination of various elements above the alms food and the one who partakes of it. So now when you recite this sentence, you recite it with understanding, not only words, right? And Buddha further say, mere elements. So when you contemplate this four elements, you must remember only elements, not a being, lifeless, devoid of a self or soul. And further on, if you want to continue, let me teach you. All of this alms food is not loathsome yet. But having come into contact with this putrid body becomes exceedingly loathsome. How come it becomes loathsome? Okay, if you want to try lunchtime, you can try. I will teach you. Okay, you chew, wind element. Before you swallow, please spit out. Spit out into your own bowl and see whether it's loathsome or not loathsome. Before you really spit out, you already feel loathsome already. Not to speak, truly spit out. This one way to see how food, you see, before you swallow, before you take the food, wow, you were enchanted by the food. You want to overcome my all craving. So you eat so fast. Now the food comes to contact with your mouth, your body. Before you swallow, you spit out, it already becomes so loathsome. This one way you can contemplate. Second way is after the food, you go to the toilet. All the feces come from where? Come from your undigested food. So this food initially is very clean, good smell, appetizing. But once go into your body, come to contact with your body and come out, become disgusting feces. Therefore, Buddha said, all of this alms food is not loathsome yet. But having come into contact with this putrid body becomes exceedingly loathsome. Okay, so this is the way how to contemplate four elements on the alms food as well as a person who partakes the food. Now another way, contemplation on feeling. If you are satisfied with this way, I'm not going to teach. unless you request more. You want more?
Yes.
Okay. Or you feel that this four elements meditation is so tiring. Keep on noting, food also four elements, a person who partakes of it also element, finally, I don't want to eat anymore. I'm sure you will have such feeling. If I note only one, I enough. Second meal, I take half of the food only. It's so tiresome. A very tedious process. Tiring. Okay, second one. Second way of noting. First, you go for pintabat, stand on a line. The moment your eye touch, the moment your eye come to contact with the food, please observe your feeling. What types of feelings that arise in your mind? Because Buddha said, dependent on contact, feeling arise. And there are six types of contact. Eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, and mind. Now we only see one first, eye. So when the eye come to contact with the food, check your feeling first. Otherwise, you become unmindful, I guarantee you. No one can be mindful like that if I don't remind you. Okay, so see, pleasant feeling, pleasant feeling, pleasant feeling. I remember once when I teach this way to my student, and my student reported to me. He said, sister, before you teach this way, how to contemplate the feeling, every time when I see, because lack of mindfulness, I don't know what happened to me. Okay, but when I'm mindful according to your instruction, when I see my eye come to contact with the food before I really take the food, and I see the craving arise, born of eye contact, and I feel my heart beat so fast, so strongly, beating until I take the food, go to my own seat, the heartbeat still there. This shows what? Shows that craving is so strong. Before that, she's unable to aware because no one teach her. Because the mind has no mindfulness. Mindfulness is not there. So the mind is muddled, not clear at all, in confusion. When the mind is in confusion, you cannot see things as they really are. Okay. So after that, she start to know how craving can affect the mind and the body. So first of all, you have to observe your eye contact first and see whatever feeling that arises. Feeling is there all the times. You just need to apply mindfulness only. So if it's pleasant feeling, how should you note? You're just aware of that pleasant feeling. Pleasant feeling, tell yourself, oh, pleasant feeling has arisen. Pleasant feeling. Now, pleasant feeling is the effect of eye contact. Tell yourself. Before that, pleasant feeling is not there, right? And because of eye contact with the food, then pleasant feeling arises. So it's an effect, not myself. Not myself is the most important thing you need to comprehend. So pleasant feeling is the effect of eye contact. It's not myself. Okay. And sometimes pleasant feeling is so fast. Before you can comprehend pleasant feeling, it already extends to craving. So if it already extends to craving, then you shift your contemplation on feeling to mind. We have four foundations of mindfulness. The first one, I teach you one, four element is contemplation on body. Second one, contemplation on feeling, I just taught you. And the third one, contemplation on mind. So now you shift to contemplate your craving. Okay, if you fail to contemplate feeling and it extends to craving, then you keep on contemplating your craving. Okay, and then after you take your food, and go back and sit on your sit on the chair. And when you start eating, the time while contemplating four elements, you still feel the pleasant feeling will arise, due to tongue contact. So when the pleasant feeling arises, you can either put aside the four elements and contemplation on feeling, or you just contemplation on four elements. But if the feeling is so strong, you have to pay attention to it, because it gives you a chance to see it's passing away, arising and passing away. So when feeling, pleasant feeling is so strong, then just observe that pleasant feeling. See it first, mindful of it first, then apply wisdom, contemplate it as not a self, or impermanent, not a self. I can give you guarantee, you will see that pleasant feeling pass away. It cannot last for half an hour, not possible. If it lasts for half an hour, it means that another feeling already take over. It's not the same pleasant feeling. In one half an hour of meal, of eating, I tell you, hundreds of pleasant feelings already arise and pass away. If you can notice one, enough for a day. Second day, notice through twice, four, six. So you just catch one, try one first. When your mindfulness and wisdom become sharper and sharper, then you will see during meal time many pleasant feelings arising and passing away. Not only pleasant feeling, unpleasant as well. Certain food is not agreeable with you. So the moment it comes to the contact with the tongue, you feel unpleasant. If you don't note that unpleasant, then it becomes aversion, agitated. The mind becomes agitated. So if the mind becomes agitated, also note agitation. Agitation has arisen in me. Agitation is impermanent, not a self. Keep on noting in this way. Okay? So you will see, meal time is not the time for you to enjoy. Meal time is the time for you to arouse your effort and mindfulness. Only then the inside will blossom. Next time, your attachment to the food will cut down, will be cut down. Then you will not be overwhelmed or beset by craving. You know, Buddha, in order to dispel the craving for the food, Buddha gave a very, very harsh simile. What simile he gave? Buddha said, while eating the food, you should reflect. You are eating your son's flesh. Just like he said, a traveler, they went for traveling, and on the way, they reach a desert, and they have no more water, no more food, and traveler with his son. So, if they don't, when for several days there's no food, no water, what to do? Either you survive or you die, right? How to survive? No need to kill each other, kill one person enough. So the father decided to kill his son in order to survive. Otherwise, two persons die. Not worth it. So either I sacrifice or you sacrifice. So the father decided to kill his son in order to sustain his life. So after killing his son, he ate his son's flesh. Do you think he enjoyed the food? No. Similarly, Buddha said, in order to teach us, a yogis, not to enjoy the food, he gives this simile. So what taking the food, you should, if you have son, you should reflect, I'm eating my son's flesh. See how much you can enjoy your food. And why Buddha gives such harsh simile? simply because many people, most people have craving for the food. And if you overeating, what happened to you?
Sleepy.
Sleepy.
Fat.
Huh? Fair. Fair. Fat. Go fat. Cannot climb up to staircase. Then cannot come up to meditation hall because the body become heavy and sleepy. So you are wasting your time. And you are wasting the donor's food. Right? Because you are not striving hard to achieve something. Instead, you enjoy your food and make yourself lazy, make yourself negligent. Therefore, in order to prevent the practitioner, the mind of practitioner be overwhelmed or beset by the craving for food that affect their meditation and that affect their practice, Buddha gives such harsh simile. Simile. Okay, that's all for today. Thank you.